Live in Washington, with Dave Grabner.
Sherry, that key Democrat is the Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, who's meeting behind closed doors with several Republicans. He's proposing a health bill with no public option. But emerging from the White House moments ago, Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to insist public option has to be there.
I believe that a public option will be essential to our passing a bill in the House of Representatives.
But the Speaker gave no timetable for that, Sherry.
In a ceremony that lasted all of 5 minutes, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court warmly welcomed the court's newest member.
Wearing her new robe with a white lace collar for the first time, Sonia Sotomayor took the judicial oath in a regal 5-minute ceremony here. The President and Vice President, sitting in leather-backed chairs off to the side, watched as this favorite daughter of the Bronx pledged to do equal right to the poor and to the rich. Chief Justice Roberts warmly welcomed Sotomayor to the court and wished her a, quote, long and happy career in our common calling. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, the Supreme Court.
President Obama is encouraging students not to give up on school.
Don't let us down. Don't let your family down or your country down. Most of all, don't let yourself down.
In a pep talk that didn't mention politics, the president told students in Arlington, Virginia, and in some cases across the country, that they should use their school time to discover what they're good at. Michael Vick also talked to high school students today. The Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, convicted of running a dog fighting ring, says what happened to him is an example of what can happen to a follower instead of a leader. Checking the markets at this hour, the Dow is up 53 points, the Nasdaq up 17. You're listening to ABC News.
With so much controversy out there, I've just got to read this to you. It's good news. Marvin North of Dallas, Texas writes, I heard Paul Harvey extol the virtues of your ocular nutrition 2 years ago. Since then, I've been using your product and the macular degeneration has slowed down in my right eye. I would have had to retire if the macular degeneration had not slowed down. My life would never have been the same. Now I can be self-sufficient and self-supporting. These vitamins have truly been a gift. Thank you, High Health and Paul Harvey. You've been hearing success stories like these for years. We now have a reliable study that shows that taking vitamin C, E, beta-carotene, and zinc combined slows down the progression of advanced macular degeneration up to 25%. All these nutrients plus lutein come in one easy-to-swallow capsule. Isn't it time to order your ocular nutrition? Call 800-686-2299 today. That's 800-686-2299. Call now.
All has been fine today on San Francisco's Bay Bridge. The span reopened this morning after closing Thursday night for a major upgrade. KGO Radio's Jennifer Jones says a big crack was found on Saturday that had to be repaired before cars were allowed on.
Every 2 years there's a federal inspection of this bridge, and it was during that inspection that this crack was found. They say that it had rusted, but they feel that it had only been there a few months, and they've gone over every other I-beam on this bridge and say they are fine. It was just this one in particular that had a crack, and it's now fixed.
An author signs on for an almost unheard of number of books to be written over the next 3 years.
James Patterson.
His books are advertised like movies.
This is a message.
Some turn into movies or video games. Now James Patterson has agreed to a new book deal with his publisher, Hatchett Book Group. He'll write 17 books by the end of 2012.
Somebody once said that you're lucky if you find something you like to do, and then it's a miracle if somebody will pay you to do it. And that's what's happened to me with writing.
Patterson writes by hand. He does not type. And many of his books he outlines. Others do the actual writing. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Yale University has removed cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad from an upcoming book about how they caused outrage across the Muslim world, which in turn has caused outrage among prominent alumni and university professors. The book is called The Cartoons That Shook the World, and some intellectuals say talking about them but not showing them is self-defeating and cowardly. This is ABC News.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. BART will run longer trains for the rest of the day, even though the Bay Bridge has reopened. BART says it's accommodating the extra passengers who expected the bridge to be closed through tonight. Police have identified the 17-year-old girl who was shot dead in Oakland as Desiree Davis. She was standing at an intersection with friends when she was killed. Police say a 27-year-old man was also shot and is being treated. Officers are looking for the shooter. And the family of a community college football player in the East Bay was hurt after a helmet-to-helmet hit. He is expected to survive but could be paralyzed. Wally Wright has no feeling in his arms and legs, but doctors say there is hope for him since there's only bruising and swelling in his spinal cord. With the KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Jose car fire northbound 880 at 1st Street. It's off to the shoulder. San Jose as well. North 101 at the Capitol Expressway running a traffic break to fill potholes. Visa Business can work for you in ways checks can't. Learn how at visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Roy Lindsay Young says it'll be warmer today with highs in the 70s and 80s. Tomorrow expected to be very warm inland. It's 67 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Okay, here you go. A brief history of medicine. One of you sent this to us. I love it. I have an earache. 2000 BC. Here, eat this root. I have an earache. 1000 AD. That root is heathen. Say this prayer. 1850 AD. That prayer is superstition. Drink this potion. 1940. That potion is snake oil. Swallow this pill. 1985. That pill's ineffective. Take this antibiotic. 2000. That antibiotic is artificial. Here, eat this root. Isn't that perfect? Gone all the way back 2,000 years. Oh, the herbal movement. Okay, here we got a couple of very interesting pieces here on domestic relationships. First, there's been a debate for years whether men or women are more likely to engage in mate poaching. You know what mate poaching is? It's going after someone else's mate. Some surveys indicate men. We are more likely to have a tendency to go after other people's partners. But was that just because men are more likely to admit engaging in this behavior? So here's experimental evidence that single women are particularly drawn to other people's partners. Noting that single women often complain that all the good men are taken, the psychologist wondered if this is really based on the fact that taken men are perceived as good, right? They quizzed male and female undergraduates, some in relationships, some unattached, about their ideal romantic partner. Next, each of the subjects was told that he or she were matched by a computer with a like-minded partner, and each was shown a photo of a very attractive person of the opposite sex. Now, all the women in the study saw the same photo, as did all the men. Half of the subjects were told that their match was already romantically involved with someone else, while the other half were told their match was unattached. Then they were asked, how interested were they in their match? To the men in the experiment and to the women who were already in relationships, it didn't make a difference whether the match was single or attached. I'll repeat that. To the men in the experiment and the women who are already in relationships, it didn't matter. But single women showed a distinct preference for mate poaching. When the man was described as unattached, 59% of the women, single women, were interested in pursuing him. When the same man was described as being in a committed relationship, 90% of the women were interested in pursuing him. 90%. It's an astounding number. Most women who engage in mate poaching do not think the attached status of the target played a role in their poaching decision, but the study shows that to be false. Single women were more interested in the target when he was attached, maybe because an attached man has demonstrated his ability to commit, and in some way his qualities have already been pre-screened by other women. I've heard that before. Perhaps there's another thing going on here. Now, I don't know what I'd have to really think about this one. Could this be due to the fact that some women have a fear of intimacy? Because this guy's always blamed for having a fear of intimacy? Could their interest in unavailable guys be what's keeping them single in the first place? Many possible explanations. We haven't got the answer, but thought you'd be interested. Along the same lines, domestic assaults by women are increasing. The figures from the state of Maine here by the Department of Public Safety show last year police arrested over 1,000 women for domestic assault. That's up 300 from 2004, represents an 8% increase, and numbers keep increasing. And they don't know what it is. They think maybe it's more women drinking more alcohol, using more drugs. They don't know, as I said. Women maybe just more inclined to fight back. You're seeing women fighting on TV shows and boxing matches, and maybe that's what's going on here. All right, if I put out a big bowl of M&Ms, I said, hey, help yourself. But next to you is a fat person, or next to you is a skinny person. Do you think that would modify how many M&Ms you'd grab? Well, your choices are affected by the body type of the person that's eating next to you. You will take 2 ounces of candy when the person next to you is fat. You will take 2.6-something ounces of candy when the nearby eater is thin. And that's a big difference. They watched a video clip while eating M&Ms that they scooped into the bowl, and beforehand they had a trained Confederate, supposedly a fellow student, also do the experiment. And they had the same person, initially was 5 feet 2, 105 pounds, size 0. Then half the time she wore an elaborate obesity prosthesis. Now what the heck is an obesity prosthesis besides a pillow stuffed under your belly, but fancy Hollywood thing that makes you look like you weigh 180 pounds. And when you saw this person and she, you know, wearing her pillow, you took a lot fewer M&Ms. If you see a thin person order a salad for dinner, maybe it reminds you, if I'm going to look like that, I better get something very small. That's the theory at the moment. Well, British Medical Association calling for a complete, they are very activist. You know, do you remember the British Medical Association called for a ban on boxing? I mean, imagine, and that was when boxing was just boxing. Now they don't have all these, you know, mixed martial arts and cage fighting and all this other stuff, where the goal, of course, is to disable your opponent's nervous system. A complete ban on alcohol advertising should be imposed, and a minimum drinks price set to help deter excessive drinking. British Medical Association said curtailment of the industry's almost a $1.3 billion annual promotional budget. That's in England alone. Should also cover sponsorship of sports and arts events. It called for alcoholic drinks to be taxed higher than the rate of inflation, and for the hours that shops can stay opened and bars to sell booze limited. Alcohol consumption has increased rapidly in the past 20 years. The social damage, increased health care costs, showing self-regulation has failed, and a lot more stuff in here. But, you know, as I think about it, if you do think about it, not that I think I would support something like that, but the stuff we go ballistic over, and we think, oh, think about the children. The double thinking, hypocrisy, and ambivalence of our cogitations over these, over similar issues, it's laughable. So truthfully, in terms of social mayhem and damage to our culture, wouldn't you have to put alcohol number one? It's also a great joy to many people, but that sometimes doesn't seem to be enough. So these kinds of restrictions intellectually are rational. What do you think? Because here's a study, for instance, by the way. They looked at people. I would not have believed this. They checked people coming out of a bar, and they're trying to look at whether young people are price sensitive to alcohol. You know, if a kid has $10 to spend, they're going to buy two $5 drinks or five $2 drinks, depending what the special is. And collected data, as I said, people leaving bars, beer, wine, spirits, all at different levels of ethanol, right? So they calculated the cost per gram of pure alcohol, a very different way of looking at alcohol pricing. So a man in the study who spent $5 for five 12-ounce bottles of 4.2% beer ends up consuming 56 grams of alcohol, and it comes down to, may I have the envelope, please, 9 cents per gram. Well, indeed, they found the higher the cost per gram of ethanol, the less intoxicated bar patrons, were on leaving the establishment. The least intoxicated bar patrons paid an average of $4.44 for 14 grams of ethanol. Patrons with the highest level of intoxication paid $1.81 for the same amount of pure alcohol. Now some people drink for the taste and, of course, the buzz, etc. But I just, I was very surprised how price sensitive it really is. Here's another drink. This is an official recommendation. So Australia is also looking at exhausted doctors as an issue. We've talked about it a lot before. You know, you get these young doctors working 80 to 120 hours a week, and then you complain when they make mistakes, but nobody seems to be able to figure out a way to do something about it. And, you know, I have to say, some young doctors also object to limiting their hours. They say, listen, you know, a patient comes in the morning, and I've worked them up, and I've interviewed them, and I've examined them, and they're very, very sick, and we send them to the OR, and they come out of surgery. What am I going to do, leave at 5 o'clock and hand them off to the next person? Which is, you know, what you do with shift changes in medicine. You kind of need to be able to do that, but a lot of doctors just want to stick with their patients and don't want to go home. Nevertheless, here the Australians have outdone us. We've passed laws to limit the hours that young doctors can work, but nobody listens to them. Australia, I'm chuckling. Exhausted Australian doctors have been told to drink 6 cups of coffee a day and stay awake during extended shifts, building pressure on Prime Minister Kevin Rudd to seize control of state-run hospitals. They recommend doctors ingest 400 milligrams. When was the last time you saw government suggesting that we take a drug? I mean, it's a mood-altering chemical, caffeine. Caffeine is a drug. It's a white powder. Didn't come in coffee, we'd probably be snorting it as a white powder. To stay awake on the job. After warnings that patients were dying. There's something about it, like, you want your patients to die, you're going to drink that 6 cups of coffee. Well, I don't like the feeling of coffee. Jangles my nerves, makes my hand shake during surgery. Gives me indigestion. I can think of a lot of reasons why I might not want to. I can think of a lot of reasons why you might not want to hold on to your money. This is interesting about tightwads. It's a tightwad paradox. Ultra-frugal people, sure, maybe they're more likely to have some money in the bank and be in a better financial position, which should contribute, of course, to their happiness. But a death grip on their dollars can detract from it. And tightwads feel an emotional pain when they spend money. And this is kind of interesting. It's going to be a book coming out, an academic study here, Tightwads and Spendthrifts, University of Michigan professor Scott Rick and co-authors. There's an assumption in popular culture everybody loves to buy stuff. Well, it's not true. A lot of people don't. And here's the advice. You will be happier if you're a hoarder by directing expenditures outward and using what they own. For instance, I've done this. I'm not a hoarder. I think I'm more of a spendthrift, but the fella here writing these articles, he says he used to be a hoarder. He got some fancy stationery. And I got a gift once of fancy stationery. And when I get new shirts, says here, she wouldn't write on it for fear of using it up. You want to save it up. And I do tend to not use the fancy stationery and scribble things on scrap paper. I don't want to use it up. I don't want to use up my new shirts. If you have something and you're not using it, you're wasting it just as if you threw it away. Trust in abundance, they say. Tightwads see spending trade-offs, or what economists call opportunity costs. If they spend now, they must forego something later. They're actually acutely aware that money's finite. While people experience a pain when they buy things, behave as if dining out tonight requires giving up several nicer dinners next month. One solution is to count the number of times in your life that you are starving, homeless, or without clothes. If that number is zero, perhaps you can trust that there will be enough. It says here, battle underbuying. Overspending causes unhappiness by creating debt, guilt, and strained relationships. But underbuying causes problems too. Underbuyers dash out at night for toilet paper or contact lens solution because they run out. They can't bring themselves to stockpile basic goods. I met someone, I actually did a television report back when I was doing TV on tightwads, and there's a fella who would go to the department store, the grocery store, and buy toilet paper double ply. Now, you've seen double ply, single ply, quad, and split the plies. unroll the toilet paper and split it into two rolls and thought he was, you know, gaining. Isn't that funny? Then they say here, use credit cards. It's easier to spend money if you have a credit card. And online transactions lower the emotional barrier to spending. What am I missing? A better deal? Inner voice haunts chronic underspenders. Oh, there must be a better deal. At some point, you got to stop researching products and prices and buy. Who wrote this? Makes you think they're working for economists here, you know? They get us all out and spending money. You know, we're going to stop the recession, which may be true. All right. You know, as obnoxious as stereotypes are, especially stereotypes about men, here comes one, I'm afraid, that science has proven it's true. And I've never talked to anybody about this. It certainly covers me, and I'm sure there's not a man out there that this does not apply to. All right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now for a confidential risk-free trial. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. See a difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
And the recipient of the $50 companion certificate to Hawaii is Yvette!
Oh, yeah! Thank you. Ever since I was a girl, I've dreamed of being whisked off to paradise by Mr. Wright. And thanks to this $50 companion certificate, courtesy of the Alaska Airlines Visa signature card, my dream is coming true. To my husband, who got the card and is taking me to paradise for 50 bucks. Thank you!
You're welcome, hon. Who's the guy with the big voice and the drum?
It's Kenny. The plumber.
Hi!
Apply for the Alaska Airlines Visa Signature Card, and upon approval, take someone anywhere Alaska flies, including Hawaii, for 50 bucks, and only $99 every year after that. For details and to apply, visit alaskaair.com/50 bucks.
Passenger is responsible for all applicable taxes, fees, and surcharges. Credit card subject to approval. Visit alaskaair.com/50 bucks for full details.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Oh, pretty good, doctor. Question I wanted to know if there's anything new on the market, a product doctors know about for people with trichotillomania, hair pulling.
Uh-huh. Is that you?
Yes, kind of. It's been an ongoing thing for like 30-some years for eyelashes. I actually started using the new drug Latisse that actually worked like a miracle, but I've turned into like a skin-picking thing now. So,
all right, let's talk about this. First, I'm very interested because I don't know that someone asked me this once, and I couldn't find any reference to people who pull their eyelashes out. Would Latisse help them? Or not? I just didn't know, because after all, if it grows more eyelashes, you're just going to keep pulling them out. So in a sense, how did it help you to not pull at your eyelashes?
I have no idea. The urges totally stopped.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting.
Within 48 hours, the urge was no longer there, and we're talking 40
right,
years
right. And so now you're picking at the skin. Where? What skin? Where?
Kind of like back behind the ear.
Behind the ear,
and
wow.
Kind of ingrown hairs, and then just, it's actually seems to turn into the hair pulling into the skin picking, but actually the lashes are so long now that they almost need to be trimmed.
Oh, how funny. Okay, well, let's talk about it. You're communicating something that I think is interesting, that while we try to separate these things out into people who pick fingernails or pick skin or pick hair, etc., all these different syndromes. And I think there's a commonality to all of them. And while it might express itself a little bit different, it's to me under the heading of, the fidgety, the feedback of something that's bugging you. Like, it's very hard to resist picking at things. When kids used to get chicken pox. It used to be heck on wheels to try to get them to not pick at the sores. There's certain kinds of things that we pick at, and for good reason. Our brain is designed to do that because it can be positive, depending on the nature of it. In other words, you get a little bug that's attached itself to your skin, you pick it. You get a thorn in your skin, you pick it. You get certain kinds of infections you get in your skin. You actually are, and I'm not advising this, I'm just giving you theory here, better off picking it off and letting it drain. And what the doctor does, we make incisions. So the picking reflex is part and parcel of being human. Now, trichotillomania, picking at hair, is considered to be a form of obsessive compulsive disorder. And maybe you could say that all the picking syndromes out there are. There are some new medications that I have heard and seen with trichotillomania. And I'm skeptical only because the drug companies often try to target and focus these things when actually these drugs are not much different than what else is on the market. But it sounds, it'd be like taking an antidepressant, giving it another name and prescribing it, and which we've done to women with PMS. So in this particular case, while, and I've forgotten the name of the drug, to be honest with you, I just didn't give it a lot of significance in my brain. The issue is the same. I'm just fascinated, though, why a drug that made your eyelashes grow made you stop plucking them. And as far as the skin behind the ear, you need to become aware of your habit. There are lots of little tricks that people have Band-Aids on their fingers. There's I once saw a psychiatrist who made videotapes of people who had these kind of picking syndromes and showed them the videotapes, and then people saw what they looked like, and that immediately transformed them. Which is quite interesting, because you think you're getting away with it. You do it when no one's looking, and at the office. And now behind your ear is among the softest skin, very, very delicate skin. And when you pick at something constantly, the skin starts to grow a little bit of a callus. And then you got something more to pick. And so you keep on going, So it's about awareness, and then teaching yourself to find something else, usually to do with your hands. Now, in foreign countries, I know a lot of you have traveled, you see countries where things like worry beads are endemic. Everybody's got them. Everybody's had them in their pocket constantly. And I think it absorbs all that kind of energy. So find something else, hobby, take a break, or do something. First, become aware that you're doing it. And then I would only as a last resort consider medications for OCD type deals, all right? And I'm just going to have to think about the eyelash deal. All right, men, is a stereotype about you. I'm throwing myself in with the group. It's true about me. I don't know why, but it's scientists have now investigated it. A, proven it's true, and we'll talk about what it means.
This is an update from the KJO Radio Newsroom. Getting home this evening should be a lot easier for Bay Bridge commuters. Bridge was reopened early today, a full 24 hours before tomorrow morning's 5 a.m. promised opening. Gas prices in Northern California rose slightly over the Labor Day holiday weekend. AAA shows prices increasing anywhere from 3 to 12 cents a gallon. Winds are whipping up along the fire lines near Los Angeles, and that is forcing officials to postpone plans to set backfires as a buffer to protect the foothill neighborhoods from the station fire, which has been burning for 14 days. And on Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's up 56 points to close at 9,497. Lloyd Lindsay Young says sunny and warm this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
At Safeway, we've made you a promise. Everyday low prices on thousands of items throughout the store. With low prices every day at Safeway, it means the days of hopping from store to store to find the best deals are over. So whether it's a quick stop for juice and some ice cream, or it's a stock-up trip to load up on paper towels and pet food, when you shop at Safeway, you can be certain you can get everything on your list at the prices you need. Be sure to check out our club card specials to save even more. This week, get an amazing price on Rancher's Reserve New York Strip Steak, bone-in, just $3.99 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. Pack the fridge or cooler with Pepsi products. 2-liter bottles in selected varieties are just $1.25, plus CRV, must buy four. Locally grown green seedless grapes are 67 cents a pound. And Lay's or Tostitos chips in selected sizes and varieties are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free. From club card savings to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Hi, welcome to Chase.
Hi. Yeah, I've seen your branches popping up all over town.
Yeah, we're new to California.
Well, I run my own business, and, you know, lately I've been getting the same old from my bank. I could use a change.
Well, you're in the right place. Chase has been helping business owners for over two centuries.
Wait, I thought you said you were new.
No, we're new to California, but we've been doing this long enough to know what business owners want in a bank.
So, how can you help me?
Well, for starters, our free business checking has free online bill pay and free account alerts. And our business specialists are here to address your needs.
Great.
Yeah, and your deposits are backed by FDIC insurance, so you know your money's safe. By the way, what business are you in?
Oh, landscaping.
So, you came in to see if the grass was greener?
Yeah, just stick to banking.
Chase may be new to California, but we're not new to what matters to business owners. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/CA today.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $17 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon from Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-400-0216. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we could save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-400-0216. That's 1-800-400-0216. 1-800-400-0216.
Earthquakes, floods, fires, all of these natural disasters do less damage than termites do every year. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Pacific Coast Termite for your free detailed inspection at 800-NOW-1900. Thousands of Californians have trusted Pacific Coast Termite to treat and protect their homes and businesses. Pacific Coast Termite is proud to announce the arrival of the new XT2000 Orange Oil Plus. Call today, 800-669-1900, or visit them online at PacificCoastTermite.com.
Hey Toyota owners, right now when you buy three tires, you get the fourth for a dollar. Visit a participating Genuine Toyota service center today. Some restrictions apply. Sale ends September 30th.
Hi everybody, Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program again. All right, so it began with a scientist. I mean, the guy's honest here. So he sees this beautiful woman. He meets her. And she asks him where he lived. And he forgot his own address. He temporarily lost his mind. I love these kind of origins for scientific inquiry. It's the fun, the beauty of science. Something comes up, you say, wait, whoa, why is that? Am I alone? How often does that happen? What's up with that? And you go out and do the research to find, indeed, that men do lose their minds. Right? And that's basically the bottom line, and women can keep theirs. Here's how they did this. The study measured brain function in male heterosexuals who were asked to perform standard memory tests. Well, you know, you look at a stream of letters, and then you have to quickly say if each was the same as the previous letter. Then they spend several minutes talking either to another man or to a pretty woman. Then they have to repeat the test. Even a few minutes with the attractive woman was enough to make them slower and less accurate on the test. And the more beautiful the woman was, the worse the test results of the men. I think that's fascinating. I've had that happen to me. And I wonder, A, do women do the same thing? Are other men as easily thrown by the image or being the presence of a beautiful woman? They then studied the effects on women students with really, really handsome men. This is depressing. It didn't affect them at all. How could women do that? So now they're, digging into the where, what, why, how, when's, and think, of course, this has to be evolutionary. Men are programmed to regard women first as a potential mate. That's what men do in their brains. They temporarily concentrate all their cognitive resources and brain power on trying to impress the woman. And there's little left over for the task that they had been given. The idea, according here is a British Psychological Society press release. When a man is talking to an attractive woman, he is reproductively focused and concerned with passing on his genes. I don't know if I think like that. Women are less focused on appearance and look for other signs of a perfect mate, like a man who is kind, wealthy, or healthy. All right? Study may have practical implications both for the workplace and for mixed gender schools. All right. Let's talk to Russell in Oklahoma. How you doing, Russell?
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air, sir.
Okay. I just wondered if you'd give me some kind of goals for a teacher left the room and for a little bit, and when she came back, there were three boys on top of three girls, and they were having sex.
And what?
Yeah.
You really mean it. Russell, I mean, they were on top of the girls. Of course, that doesn't mean they were, quote, having sex, which I take to mean having sex. How old are these kids?
Fourth graders.
Fourth graders?
How early do they start?
Not usually that early. Russell, you have cause to be concerned, but I would assume that this is imitative behavior. Unless this is something I missed in the papers. I can't imagine that they were, quote, actually having sex, but they were trying to look like they were. They're imitating what they see all over the place. And interestingly, the average age of first intercourse is highly variable, but it hasn't changed that much. Many people think that kids are, you know, they're starting 9 years of age, they're having sex, and they're really not. And there are deep differences depending upon your culture and your demographic category, and a lot of it is biological. For instance, do you know that young girls of color reach puberty a lot earlier than Caucasian girls? And the average age of reaching puberty is younger than many parents would assume, which means many of the messages we're trying to give to kids are too late. So if you're going to counsel, you know, a kid at 14, which is when, you know, sex ed often starts kicking in, 13, 14, it depends on the level, of course. I mean, there are variants of it that go into grammar school, of course, in terms of, you know, birds and bees. that when you give that message is very important. If a kid's already started puberty or already started down that line, it's going to be, you're going to, you know, have a less receptive audience. So they're not starting in fourth grade, although there are exceptions to everything. And in terms of biology, and by biology, I mean, however it is you believe we came to be, and we can include everybody in this one, whether you believe the humans were created in a single day at one point in the history, or we evolved, or whatever, nature has enabled us to have children and to be fertile at a fairly young age. I mean, you want to put a number, let's say 13. I mean, you got to, you know, do boys and girls together. It gets complicated, especially with information I just told you. But if you consider that so many cultures in the past, young people at 13, 14, they were married. And they were expected to join the adult community. And some of that exists today. You know, Jewish males have a bar mitzvah at 13. That was the age when they became men, by definition. And as, of course, you see today, with horror, I am sure, many places in the Middle Eastern world, young girls are betrothed at an age like this. And from our perspective in the modern world, we assume it, I mean, we just, you know, we look at it, you know, more than askance with horror. And one of the reasons is, it seems that even though our biology says that we're fertile and capable of having children, therefore of having sex at such a young age, we aren't emotionally ready because the world has gotten more complicated. And we need coddling and need to be taken care of. The average 13 or 14-year-old cannot survive in the world, in the modern world. The modern world happened relatively fast to the, you know, millions of years that creatures have been crawling on the earth. Yes, play rape. Heather is recollecting boys jumping all over her at that age at a bus stop. She used the term play rape, which is a little frightening. But certainly kids will just imitate the physical, you know, what the act looks like. I think that's what's going on there. So, Russell, I would, there's more information in this story than you're telling me, I would relax a little about it and not think it meant the end of the world. Okay, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Again, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Football is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
We're speaking with football star and TV dance champion, Mr. Emmett Smith.
Nice to be here.
Emmett, you played pro football for 14 years. What do you miss most?
That's hard to answer, but I can tell you what I don't miss.
Go for it, Emmett.
The pain. I don't miss the pain. Playing with pain is a big part of pro football. Pain can strike anytime and anywhere, and it's not fun.
Can you share any secrets for pain relief?
Secrets? Nah. But I'm sure glad I found the Goodfeet store.
Goodfeet helped relieve that pain in your feet, legs, hips, and back?
Sure did. Goodfeet Art Supports worked almost immediately.
And the pain?
Thanks to Goodfeet, I'm pain-free.
Goodfeet Custom Arch Supports hold your foot in a more ideal position, which can relieve pain and pressure on your feet, knees, hips, and back. A custom fitting is just 30 minutes. Take it from Emmett Smith.
Visit Goodfeet in Campbell, Daly City, Fairfield, Fremont, Pleasant Hill, and Santa Rosa, or call 866-FIT-FEET, 866-FIT-FEET.
If you run a small business, especially these days, it can be tough just to keep up. That's why I have Administaff. I'm Tony Gioia, Chairman and CEO of Togo's Eateries, with 240 locations all across California. Using Administaff's complete menu of HR services in our corporate offices translates to real bottom-line ROI across my company. On top of Administaff managing our benefits, payroll, and employer liabilities, all the training and people development we utilize saves me hundreds of thousands of dollars a year compared to adding staff and funding it internally. I use those saved dollars to help grow our business, with field support to our franchisees and marketing efforts to drive traffic to Togo's locations. Of course, premium handcrafted sandwiches are the main ingredient to Togo's success. But here in the corporate office, Administaff is a big part of it too.
Togo's is just one of many recent Administaff success stories. Let's get started on yours. Call us at 877-273-6007 and visit Administaff.com for the chance to win $100,000 for your business.
My home sits on a rocky hillside in San Rafael. In the garden, there are olive trees, clematis, mounds of lavender, and old roses behind box hedges. I'm Martha Sherritt, and I garden for the joy of it and also consult for clients. In the summer, it gets pretty hot on my little hillside. Plus, I have a flat roof, and that used to be a problem. I say used to because inside temperatures would often go way over 80. Not anymore, though. Not since Armstrong installed my foam roof. Same goes for winter heating. It costs much less now. Besides the roof itself, what impressed me most about Armstrong was their workmen, the way they tiptoed through my tulips.
Need a new roof? Give us a call, and we'll put you in touch with homeowners who are saving big time on heating and cooling costs with their new foam roofs. For the right price on all your work, it's Armstrong, and it's so easy. No area code necessary. Just call 37-1234.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Noel. How you doing, Noel?
Hi, Dr. Dean. How you doing today?
Fine, sir.
I was actually calling because I'm currently in the process of getting a tattoo laser removal surgery.
Oh, you are? What kind of... tell me what your thinking is. What kind of tattoo? Give us a little history.
I had a bad tattoo and I just wanted to get it removed. So
okay, I only reason I'm doing that is because there's people listening who might be contemplating it. It's always worth thinking about because it is permanent. Even with removal, you don't get a perfect result. So have you had the laser surgery?
I have. I've actually had 4 treatments, and on the first one everything was fine. Second one everything was fine, but on the third one I actually started getting an allergic reaction from the bacitracin that you're supposed to put on the treatment right after the surgery.
Yeah, that's very common. I am not in favor. I'm not big on bacitracin, Neosporin, and those very extremely common ointments that everybody throws on cuts because the allergy rate is very, very high. And there are so many other things that might work as well. Okay, so you had an allergic reaction to that, so I assume you stopped it, right?
Right, I stopped it right away, and then the doctor recommended using Aquaphor.
Yes.
Which is another healing ointment, and that as well gave me the allergic reaction. And now,
Wait, go back. So Aquaphor gave you a reaction also?
Yes.
Yeah, that shouldn't, because that's a very low allergenic potential. I mean, it's why we use it. It's a moisturizer, but there are also other things. I'm not sure why. If I were a dermatologist, I would prescribe for you something with just about nothing in it. We're just trying to keep the skin supple. I don't think infection is a major risk in tattoo removal, so we give bacitracin in case because it has an ointment in it. So I would tell the doctor. Neither an Aquaphor is over the top because it's a moisturizer, and it's got a lot of stuff in it. So I would just think the simplest kind of a barrier lotion or ointment, just as simple as you can get with one ingredient, even if it's just plain old petrolatum, would do just fine. And I'm not sure, you probably might do just as fine without anything. Your skin has a way of healing itself. So what's the doctor saying?
The doctor's name?
No, what's he saying about what are they going to do next for you?
They just said that for the next treatment, they're not going to put anything on it at all. And I'm concerned about, like, my skin cracking and for that to cause scarring. Because,
yeah, well, it shouldn't scar. You're not going to get a perfect result. If you're expecting to look and have it look exactly like the skin all around it, it's not going to happen. But it will, look like there was something there, but it might be hard to tell. It just depends. It's just a lot of randomness in it. You know, ask the doctor whether you can just have a simple single ingredient emollient or something like that. And if not, the doctor answered the question. I mean, I got there first, and I said, I just as soon give you nothing. And don't worry about the cracking and all that. It would heal fine, as long as you don't pick at it and then create other kinds of scars. And it is not automatic that doing something to a cut or a wound gives you a better scar or makes it heal more quickly. We tend to overdo it. Your skin is perfectly capable of handling many different kinds of wounds, for which we often smear on all kinds of stuff. Tattoo removal, big subject. I was having a conversation today with, why is it so many American kids seem to want Chinese characters as a part of their tattoo? They have no interest in China, have no understanding of the language, whatever, and they get the most god-awful tattoos. I mean, to a Chinese person, it looks like, you know, a second grader wrote it. And sometimes it says, I did that to a friend, you know, I says, whoa, look at that tattoo, that's cool. And I said, oh, let's see, that says Chicken Chow Mein. Why'd you get that on your arm? The look of panic on their face. Love doing that kind of stuff. All right, let's talk to Josie. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, if a man masturbates with his hand, does that desensitize his penis to the vagina?
Well, that's an interesting question. Certainly, you know, the question... you know, brings up something very important we talk a lot about in the program, and that is the sensitivity of a man as he ages in America, where not anymore, but most adult men today, you know, are circumcised, and they are less sensitive. The foreskin does have a sexual function and purpose, which just galls me when I hear all the conversation, all the yak-yak about circumcision, and nobody ever says anything about, wait a second, why did God put it there in the first place? What is the function of this? And I would say a physical desensitivity, probably not, although some men might feel they don't get enough stimulation in certain sexual acts, and maybe this gives them more stimulation because they can control pressure and tension, but that doesn't mean the whole thing is a loss. It simply means that, you know, it all can be incorporated. There's nothing a man does to himself a woman can't participate with, and vice versa. So I wouldn't look at it as something that it's either or. I would say, and it's not a horrible thing if a man, you know, does that, and you know you're in a relationship with him. There are levels where it is obsessive, and it is over the top, and there's something that has to be discussed. So don't turn it into an either-or black-and-white issue or something that's going to challenge a relationship unless we're talking about extremes. And maybe psychologically, maybe, but I don't think most men would prefer themselves, you know, versus a woman. So, you know, I'd ask the questions. I think the most important type of intimacy in sexuality is verbal. It's not physical. Ask him. Ask him what he thinks, what he's up to. Tell him to be honest with you. Tell him, you know, you're willing to participate and incorporate all these different things into your bedroom. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.625% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.625% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 8/26/09. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Can he be leaving? How will he forget our love? He cannot breathe without me. Is this not my hand that caresses his? I will go to him. He will admit he loves me. He must love Manon.
Opera San Jose presents Massenet's Manon, opening September 12th at the historic California Theater in downtown San Jose. Don't miss Manon, Massenet's most beloved opera. 8 performances only. Order your tickets at operasj.org or call 408-437-4450. Beautiful Manon steals the hearts of men, young and old. But her desire for love and riches comes at a price. Be tempted by this fascinating creature. Surrender to the soaring, searing score. And marvel at the magnificence of the California Theater. See Manon opening September 12th. Buy your tickets now at operasj.org. Brought to you in part by a cultural affairs grant from the City of San Jose.
If you're taking Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium, it's because you and your doctor made an important decision to do something good for your heart. It's important to remember the reasons your doctor chose Lipitor and why you should stick with it. Lipitor has been clinically proven to reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, and certain kinds of heart surgeries in patients with several common risk factors or heart disease. Common risk factors include family history, high blood pressure, low good cholesterol, age, and smoking.
Lipitor is not for everyone, including people with liver problems and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. You need simple blood tests to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor if you are taking other medications or if you have any muscle pain or weakness. This may be a sign of a rare but serious side effect.
While there are generic versions of some cholesterol medicines, there is no generic form of Lipitor currently available. That's why if you switch, it would be to a generic of a different medication. So if your doctor prescribed Lipitor and it's working for you, why switch? For more information, visit onlylipitor.com, call 1-888-LIPITOR, or see our ad in Health Magazine.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Sandy. How are you doing, Sandy?
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Oh, great. I'm calling about the dangers of nitrites in lunch meat. Cause my son saw an internet thing, and he's all upset about how dangerous it is. And I can't find it. It's very hard to find lunch meat without nitrites.
Yes, it is. Well, nitrites really go back probably, as I look back over the life of this program, that was the big health scare at the time when we began 30-something years ago. And it kind of came and it went away. And it came and it went away for the following reason, is that eating a lot of lunch meat is not good for you. And I mean a lot. So it really is a matter of degree. And I find it interesting that a young person, you know, reads this stuff and they respond to it. Because most young kids don't care. And the fact is that most of the stuff you get in emails and that flies around the internet is this nonsense. It is not true. And it's an issue. It's a big issue today. So if he's eating a lot of lunch meat, and by that I mean, pile of it every day, maybe that's a lot. There's nothing to fear. This is a process that's been used for a long, long time. And yes, this can turn into substances, the nitrites that can cause cancer in a laboratory. And that just starts everybody, get running off, the tail between their legs. And yet we don't know whether it's the meat or some other aspect of it itself, because people who consume a lot of it do seem to have more problems, but we don't know exactly what it is as opposed to the laboratory. All right, so try to talk some sense into them. I'm Dr. Riedel. Join us in the next program. Till then, as always, be well.
Today, millions of Americans struggle with diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and diabetes. The heartbreak and the hardship can be devastating. But innovative biomedical research offers hope for patients everywhere and provides 500,000 California jobs. So we look to leaders like Senators Feinstein and Boxer to support policies that encourage innovation in biomedical research for patients, their families, and our state's economy. Call 202-224-3121 today. Ask Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer to support life-saving biomedical research and protect thousands of good-paying California jobs. Your voice can make a difference. Biomedical research, it's not just the future, it's life. Paid for by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America.
Once there was a wooden boy whose nose grew longer with every lie he told. "Hey guys, I totally got Little Bo Peep's number," he told his friends who said nothing as his nose grew longer. "Did I ever tell you how I make thousands of dollars a week licking envelopes from home?" His friends just rolled their eyes as his nose grew even longer. "You know," he said, "if you switch to Metro PCS, your whole family gets unlimited nationwide talk, text, and web for just $35 a line." His friends waited for his wooden nose to stretch again, but it didn't budge. And it totally blew everyone's minds. The end.
A family plan so amazing, it sounds like make-believe. Unlimited talk, text, and web in over 4,600 cities and towns for just $35 a line. And you never sign a contract. hard to believe, harder to pass up. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Unlimit yourself. Limited time offer. Family plan limited to 5 lines attached to 1 account. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details. Long distance plans only account in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Taxes and fees not included.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. 3 o'clock hour, we'll get to what's going on with President Obama the day before the health speech. But coming up, the California budget crisis, dogs and cats. KGO San Francisco.
From ABC News.
At 2.
I'm Charles Gibson. As President Obama prepares to address a joint session of Congress tomorrow night, support for the so-called public option of a health care reform plan appears to be fading, at least among some prominent Democrats. There were more meetings on the issue today, the first day back from the summer break. With more, we're live with ABC.